course, this morning we talked about Nikola Mirotic coming to an agreement on his buyout and coming to terms with the Chicago Bulls. But really the final big step for us was convincing Pau Gasol to come and join us here in Chicago and create what we feel has a chance to be as deep and as good a front line as there is in the NBA. In Pau, we've got a guy who's a proven veteran, who's a professional. He's a guy that's been named to all NBA teams. He's been named to all-star teams. But probably the biggest thing as far as him coming to Chicago is he's been a championship caliber player. He's been a big part of championship teams. As we met going into this offseason, we just felt his game was a real fit for where we are right now. And we think, you know, his ability, the versatility to play inside and out, his ability to pass the basketball, the leadership qualities that he has, the type of teammate that he is, were all things that were exciting to us as we try to make this next step. And as we met with Pau in L.A., it was exciting to hear that he was excited to be a part of something like this and to be invested in trying to make the next step and have a championship caliber team. So we're real excited to announce the signing of Pau Gasol, and we want to welcome him to Chicago and to the Bulls organization.
All right, well, thanks everyone for being here today. It's thanks for your words. It's a pleasure to be here. It was a difficult decision to go through, but I think I made the right one, and I'm really excited to be here, to be a part of this great organization. We have a lot of great things to look forward to, and we have to wait until the training camp to get started, but just really can't wait to start working with the guys and with the rest of the coaching staff, and you know, it should be a lot of fun, so we're excited, and look forward to it.
Pau, which players did you talk to from the Bulls before making this decision, and what was their kind of message on, you know, what kind of team this was and how you'd fit?
Joaquin came to LA for the meeting with me, and obviously a great player, and his contribution and input was important. I talked to Derek as well on the phone. I wanted to talk to him because he's a big part of this team, and I wanted to see how he felt, not just physically, but also having me on board. So that was also very positive, and very encouraging for me. Then Mike W. also reached out, and then several people from the organization, including the owner. Had a chance to speak to a few times, and he was also great, and it made me feel very confident about coming here. And Jerry, so thank you.
Hey, Pau, you'll be joining. You'll probably be joining a three-man rotation with Taj Gibson and Joaquin Noah. There's probably more help you've had on the front line, do you think, in your NBA career? And what do you think about that situation, you know, being part of that?
It should be a lot of fun. I think we have a really deep front line. Those two guys are talented players. I think I fit well with them. So I bring maybe a different profile, but I'm also ready to compete with them. Ready to make each other better during the season, during practices, and complement each other. Find the best formula out there to work things out and help the team win.
Paul, hablando en español, Objetivo 2014 en Chicago. Hablas con Noah, hablas con Rose y hablas con Tom. ¿Quién fue importante para convencerte en el next round?
Todos. Todos cada uno de ellos fueron importantes. Hablé con diferentes personas de la organización, con el propietario también, y todos influyeron en mi decisión.
Pau, you talked a little bit about some of the reasons, but can you elaborate more? You mentioned how difficult of a situation this is. What was it about this organization and this situation compared to your other opportunities that you that led you to come here in the end, and how'd you balance some of the, you know, strengths and weaknesses of what you were looking at?
Right. Well, we had to come to a point where I understood that no decision was going to be a bad decision for me. They were all great, and that's what made it so difficult. Just my gut, it was a good feeling that I thought Chicago was going to be the best for me. And a great challenge, you know, and I'm driven by challenge, so I look forward to it.
Paul, Rodriguez from Telemundo Chicago. You're a big fan. You grew up in Barcelona during the Olympics. You're a big fan of the Dream Team. What does that mean for you coming to Chicago and being and playing in the house that Michael Jordan built?
It's an honor. It's definitely an honor. I'm proud to be a part of the organization. So many great people have contributed. Make it this big, it's important. So it wasn't part of my decision, but I grew up watching the Bulls, obviously, and having so much success in the 90s. And I always just said that my idol was MJ growing up. I posted it in my bedroom growing up. So, but that wasn't a part of my decision. My feelings were on the side a little bit of this decision. It was very rationalized, cerebral. But a little bit of, like I said, gut also. But it's definitely an honor to be a part of the organization.
Can you say it in Spanish too, as well, please?
I can.
A little curveball there.
There we go. So, see. Bueno, no, éxito en los 90 y nada, todo el orgullo de poder formar parte de esa franquicia y nada, pero eso no fue parte, no tomó parte en mi influencia mucho en mi decisión a la hora de decidir venir aquí, una decisión muy pensada, deliberada y un poco de instinto en mi decisión, pero bueno, como he dicho, un honor poder estar aquí con esta franquicia y con todos estos grandes nombres.
Hola, Paulis Jiménez de la Ley 107.9. Bienvenido a Chicago. Welcome to Chicago. I'm going to do it in English and then in Spanish. Me gustaría saber, yo sé que tú eres un amante del deporte, sé que tienes muchos amigos en la selección española. ¿Cuál es tu opinión? ¿Cómo viviste ese Mundial de Brasil 14 y el desempeño de la selección española en Brasil? ¿Cómo lo sentiste? I would like to know, I know that you are a very sports lover, that you are a friend from the Spanish national team, soccer team. And I would like to know what's your opinion about the Spanish team in Brazil 2014.
All right. Spanish first? Yeah. Okay. Bueno, pues no fue el campeonato de nuestra selección, sin duda. No se puede jugar bien siempre. Yo creo que hay que estar agradecido y estos momentos también piensas y valoras más el éxito que has tenido como selección y nada, yo sé, estoy convencido de que nuestra selección volverá a estar arriba y esto simplemente es un pequeño traspiés, otro piezo, pero que simplemente no pudieron ganar este campeonato y animarles porque somos seguidores fieles de nuestro equipo. So, it was not our championship this year. I think it makes you value more the success the team had in the past and how dominating they've been in the last few years. So it's just a misstep that that the team will refuel and be energized for the next championships. And we're loyal to our team and our players, so I'm a big supporter.
Paul, you've been very durable throughout your career over the last couple seasons. You've battled some fluke injuries. Are you at a stage in your career, given that you have depth in the front court, where maybe playing 30 minutes a night is more conducive for you, or can you play more than that?
Well, I think we'll see. I'm definitely at a point in my career where, you know, we have to manage a little bit, maybe the minutes, but that's something that we talk and we'll talk more with Tom, but we also see how everything kind of goes. We have to adjust, can't really predetermine too much, but we can have an idea, and I just gotta be able to take care of my body better, gotta pay more attention to
observing the Bulls. What were your thoughts on, you know, the style of play, the personnel, you know, Tom's style as a coach, you know, as an opponent?
Well, they're a team that you always have to respect. You know, you had your work cut out going into a physical team. You know, they were going to play defense. It was going to be a low scoring game probably, and you were going to have to match that intensity and the physicality if you wanted to have a good chance against them. So you got to respect the character. You know, the team took some hits with injuries in the last couple of years, and they stuck together, never gave up, and they had great runs, I think. And they always competed. They always brought that spirit. So that's something that you have to value as a player. You respect as a player, and I'd love to be a part of it.
Well, Laker fans kind of had the image of being there to be seen. Bulls fans, they know the game, they love the game. Is that kind of a refreshing change of scenery for you, playing in front of people like, you know, like that, true basketball fans?
I'm not going to get into that. I love the Laker fans. They've been really good to me. And I experienced a lot with the Lakers. And I can't say one bad word. But I'm excited to be here. I'm excited to play in front of the Bulls fans and be a part of the family and give them a lot of great times and emotions. So that's all I can say.
Kyle, obviously, you probably kept an eye on the whole free agent frenzy, and things could have been very different with the Bulls if another player had decided to come here. And I said you meditated on coming here. Do you look like you think that it was meant to be that at this stage of your career you're here with the Bulls as opposed to maybe 5 or 6 years ago, and that could have happened? And how do you feel about being here now?
I feel great about it. I don't look back on things. I know that in the past there have been possibilities where the Bulls were interested, and I would have been also open and happy to be here because I always found it very attractive. I think that the players and the style of the organization was always very appealing to me. No, it didn't happen. So, but now it has, and it was great because it was my decision to make. It's something that I've never been in that position before in my career. So, but maybe it was meant to be. So, I would say that, you know, I'm happy now.
Buenas tardes. Buenas tardes, Pau. Habló el señor Gard que tú eres la pieza indicada para el equipo, y incluso dijo que lo más difícil era en convencerte. Y tú dijiste, mencionaste que era muy difícil la decisión. ¿Cómo te convencieron y por qué fue tan difícil la decisión venir a Chicago? Hablaste con Derek y las expectativas de la temporada.
Bueno, sí, una decisión difícil porque tenía grandes equipos un poquito interesados en mí. Así que, bueno, tenía que pensar bien dónde quería jugar, firmar mi próximo contrato, ojalá los próximos 3 años de mi carrera, porque sobre todo ya no me quedan tantos años de carrera, ¿no? Y tengo que realmente maximizar y aprovechar al máximo cada momento, cada minuto y cada año. Así que, pues era una decisión que tenía que pensar bien, no la podía tomar a la ligera. Y bueno, yo creo que un poquito entre todos, pues me convencí, no es que me convenciera, sino que creí que la posición del equipo y el interés era real, era genuino y podía encajar muy bien en el equipo.
Pal, we just met a young player, Nikola, who is beginning a transition you made quite a while ago. Can you think back to the challenges when you first started to play in the NBA, and how do you think those may have changed over the time you've been here, good or bad, for new guys coming in?
Well, it's going to be an adjustment year for him. I think he's going to be homesick for a while. But I think coming into such an exciting situation and an exciting team is going to make a big difference for him. And being in a city like Chicago is going to help as well. There's a big Serbian community here, and I think that's going to help him as well. And you know, my situation 13, 14 years ago, it was a little different. I was lucky that my family was able to join me and make that transition much easier. great year and have an impact pretty immediately, and he'll be a great contributor. I think he's a very talented player, and now let's see how he adjusts to the game here and see how it goes. I'll try to help him out as much as I can. I think he feels good that I'm here as well. He can speak Spanish to someone in the team, and he can relate to me, and I can help him out.
Pau, welcome to Chicago. You're known to be a man of many interests, including medicine.
Right.
Do you have any aspirations somewhere down the road when your career is over to be in medicine? And also, do you also serve as the assistant trainer on any team that you're with?
Well, I do have a big interest in medicine. There's no question about that. I will make sure I make contact with the hospitals here to see which hospitals I can work with and collaborate and help out, because that's one of my biggest passions. I don't think I'll be able to go into medicine to get my degree, let's say, or become a doctor. I will be always work with hospitals and with patients, kids, families, because I think it makes a huge difference and it's extremely rewarding to me. As an assistant trainer, I don't think that'll happen, but you never know. I do have a good knowledge of my body, and I try to help out also my teammates to deal with injuries that maybe I suffered, or give them advice to how to treat or handle different things for them to be feel better and feel healthier.
You reportedly had bigger money offers at least per year than Chicago. How do you weigh that with coming here for a chance to win, and why was it important at this point in your career?
Right. Money wasn't the obviously the priority here. So I turned down bigger offers, and I prioritize being in a championship caliber team. Having been in a position where I can really hopefully put that team or push that team over the top. My game as well, so I felt that here I was gonna have that opportunity, and now it's just time. It's just a matter of getting to work, really. Now it's about actions and not much talking.
Your relationship with Kobe Bryant is pretty well documented. Obviously, he understands it's a business, but how difficult or not difficult was that phone call telling him that he's leaving the Lakers?
Yeah, it was difficult. You know, we have a close friendship. We've been 12 years together, and I'm sure I'll miss it. But we talk to each other, and our relationship goes beyond basketball, and we'll always have a friendship. And that's where he stays. But it was difficult to talk to him, but he was very supportive, and he understood, and he just said that I had to do what was best for me, what felt right to me. Support me no matter what. So that's what friends and brothers do, and that's what we are.
Did he give you any points on Thibodeau? Tom drilled him in
the
teenager.
No, he didn't give me any pointers on Tom. We didn't talk about Tom.
Now, following up on what you were talking about before, you said you respected the fact that the Bulls played hard all the time. In your experience, do you believe that the Bulls have the characteristics of a championship caliber team?
Mm-hmm. I think we have all the pieces. We have all the elements to get there. It's not easy. It's not an easy thing to do. I think there's great competition, very tough teams. But we have to worry about ourselves, work on our stuff, and be the best that we can be. Spirit and the guys that I think are here is we can make it happen, but it's a process, and we'll see if we can do it.
What resonated most with you, and what was most influential you heard from Derrick Rose and Joakim Noah when you spoke to them?
First, their big interest of having me on the team. Being part of the team, what I could bring to the table. I think their humility, also, how humble they were, and they are.
follow up something you said before about, mentioned about finances with other teams, primarily the Lakers. You also had opportunities from what was written about a team like maybe the Spurs, defending champion team, or a team that's always successful.
Right.
What was most significant about choosing here when you had both more money or a team that had more success previously?
Well, there's just a lot of factors that I considered. San Antonio, it was another great option that I think would have been a pretty good fit as well. But now I'm here, and that's what I want to focus on, and that's what I'm going to look forward to. And so the would have, could have, should have possibilities. I'm going to have to put them away, and this was the option, the team that I wanted to be a part of, and it wasn't easy because, like I said, I had really good or great scenarios as well, but I felt that this was the best over the rest for me.
Pal, did you ever consult with Carmelo Anthony about your different choices about, or maybe getting together in LA or New York or here?
Yeah, we talked. It was important for me and for him to talk, to know what we wanted to do and where we stood, and it could have made a difference whether he came into the Lakers or not, whether he stayed in New York, whether the trade, whether signing here would have happened. Things maybe could have changed, but again, that's another hypothetical situation, and the reality is that we are here today, and I'm here, but we did talk.
Bob, what do you feel the biggest transition, not only moving from Los Angeles to Chicago during the wintertime, but moving from the Western Conference to the East now?
Maybe that's the biggest, adjusting to the cold. My wardrobe will have to change. To figure out where I can get the thickest coats in town now, but yeah, I don't know. I never played in the Eastern Conference, so it'll be a first for me. I'm excited about the opportunity and being in this conference because it's always been the other way for 13 years. So I don't know. Look forward to experience it and find out.
Well, I didn't know about this medical background of yours.